That was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Welcome.
Hello.
Not to us, to other people. Look, it's Adam Spencer and Joe Baxter here. Look, we probably should explain what we're doing here, Adam. You and I, obviously, we're going to do a podcast.
Of course.
Just for a bit of fun, for a bit of banter.
Yeah, well, that's it.
You can expect sound effects like that and others.
Mm-hmm.
You want to give us one, actually?
Oh, yeah.
I was hoping for some laughter, actually, but no, that's fine. We should probably explain who we are. You and I have known each other for...
I listen intently as you're drinking chocolate milk, yes. Yeah, now we have known each other for a while.
Sorry, I actually choked on that. You and I have been mates for about 13 years or 15 years or something.
Too long.
Went to school together.
Mm.
You yourself now a high-flying newsreader.
Well.
I myself a low-flying, unsuccessful comedian.
Tell us a joke.
No, thanks.
Oh.
And we thought we'd come together and do a podcast.
Of course.
Look, I have something. I know you've got sound effects, so feel free to play them throughout this bit. But I just have a story that I thought I've saved this for the podcast for episode one, right?
Right, okay.
So, you know, I've been going down to Melbourne doing gigs.
Yeah, of course.
Stand-up gigs in the city. Came back from one the other day. So you do it in sort of North Melbourne. Come back to Southern Cross Station. Now, if you're listening and you're not from Melbourne, Southern Cross is just the main station in Melbourne. Train station.
Train station. Yeah, correct.
Do you have a train noise?
No, I don't. No, yeah, right, see, right. The thing is, Joe, I've got minimal sound effects this week.
Yep.
But as the weeks progress, it's going to be a whole lot more.
Yeah, the storytelling will be good. Yeah, okay.
A whole lot more.
Just, yeah, feel free to throw your own sound effects in. So, I came back and, you know, like I'll be honest, I really need to piss. So I went to the toilets and it's like a Friday night.
Yeah.
Friday night, circa midnight. I mean, you know the state those toilets are in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a bomb's going off in there. Like there's, I'm talking. It makes it worse when you do that.
So untimed, it was ridiculous. You didn't expect more of that.
You know what I'm talking about. Like it's crowded. It smells literally like shit. You mm-hmm. just want to get in, get out. So I get in there and it's close. Like if you're a male, you know what I'm talking about with the urinals. But for the females listening, we've got the stand-up urinals. You got guys either side. It's close quarter stuff.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it is.
I'm at the urinals with this bloke next to me, right? And it's, we're both just doing our thing, you know, doing our business.
As you do.
As you do.
Yeah.
And this, I just seemed to realise that the smell got worse and worse as I was standing there. Like, it was like, this isn't shit. Like, someone's dropped a fart here, okay? You don't want to, like, look. You know the rule when you're at the urinals. You're not allowed to look to the guy next to you. You can't look at his stuff. You can't look at his eyes. It's just eyes front, please.
It's fine to have a conversation.
I was going to say.
But there's boundaries.
On a night
there's
out, boundaries. Not yeah. unusual for the men's toilets for the guy next to you to strike up a conversation, ranging anything from how's the footy.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's fair.
How's the weather.
Yep.
To one guy once just said to me, isn't it great to just have a good night out? Just walked off.
He's right, though.
So, but I'm not having this conversation, and I can just smell a fart like coming at me. Just, like, gagging
just
on this
fart. Just
caught
the whiff.
Oh, my God. And I'm gagging on this fart, and the guy next to me just turns to me, and he's like, sorry, that was me. And he's like, yeah, I just couldn't hold it in any longer.
The thing is in the urinals, the blokes, no matter what time of the day it is, it's an open forum.
It's an
Everyone's
open forum.
Honest about,
no
about what's going on.
The boundaries.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I just went, oh, no, that's all right, mate. And then he just went, yes, oh, God, I know that stinks. That's really bad. And he just kept going. And then he just finishes by going, sorry, oh, that was a bit random. I don't know why I told you that. Just walks off. Okay, so the next thing I wanted to do, Adam. Just try. Sorry, I should have been drinking some chocolate milks here and you've drained it.
Yeah.
It's grossly inappropriate, but
it was worth it, though.
Oh,
you can't beat chocolate milk.
Sorry.
It's just the satisfying slurp, isn't it?
Yep.
The satisfying slurp. Mm.
Okay, here's what I want to do next. You and I both know that you love your news.
I do.
You love following the news. I hate it. You know that the
it's
only way...
It's because you're always asleep.
Yeah, well, that's fair. But the only way I find out if anything's going on is if you tell me or someone else tags me on Facebook. I don't like hearing about what's going on because I know it's all going to be sad or...
Well, that's true, yeah.
It's going to be sport. I don't care about sport. Or it's going to be the weather. Guess what? I don't need to look at a weather report. I can just look out the window and see what the weather's going to be like. I don't need it.
Yeah, but one question there, mate. What happens if you want to know what the weather will be in the next few days?
I'll just wait till tomorrow and see what it's like.
Just get changed at the last minute.
I'll just improvise. As you can tell, you have brought up some stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't like the news.
Clearly.
So, what we thought we might do is if you can try and educate me on the news... In yes. such a way that I might learn a few things. So, you've got some news headlines for me. I'm going to try and tell you what that story is about. Is that the idea?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, right.
Now, some of these may not be all that current.
Sure.
But they did happen.
Sure, okay. Well, there's a chance that I just haven't heard of them anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know who the Prime Minister is these days.
But neither do I, mate. Yeah, neither do I.
Exactly, yeah. Classic reference.
Intro?
Go on. Should we do like a news?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Here we go.
Da 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 da. I feel like that was way too close to an actual news station. The news game.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Here we go. So, Joe, I've got three headlines for you.
Sure.
You're either going to get a
hit me up, big fella,
or a. If you get the story
gotcha.
Wrong. Okay.
I'll be getting bings. Don't worry about that.
First one.
Yep.
Shop closed down after googly eyes discovered in fresh fish.
Okay. So this is clearly a story about a fish who, when the fish was caught, he was surprised to have been caught. So his eyes were very wide open. And then they forgot to take the eyes out after the... Go on.
Are you done?
Yeah, no, that's the story.
Sorry.
I'm sure that was what the story was about.
So a woman bought this fresh fish over in Kuwait.
Of course she did.
Overseas.
Yeah, loves it.
And I don't know much about fishing, but I'm assuming you wash the fish in that before you start filleting in all
that
sort
of stuff.
Why do
you need to? They've been in the water anyway, but yeah, probably you do.
So she's washing this fish and she's discovered these googly eyes. In the eyes of the fish.
Primary school googly eyes.
You know, you put on like your big fluffy things that you make.
Sort
yeah.
of.
And it turns out the shop that she's bought it from has put these googly eyes on the fish to make them look fresher. Oh. it was worth a try.
Oh my goodness.
It was worth a try.
And what? And then sold it. They didn't think to take them out.
No, well, it was clearly a deliberate ploy, and they're like, oh, no one will notice.
So she's bought a fish, and its head's flopping around the eyes.
No, the eyes were, not the head.
Well, the head as well.
The eyes were just googling around. Like.
Oh, God. Oh, how'd you find that? Did you Google it? No. Oh, sorry, I'm better than that. I'm better than that. No. Cut it. Okay,
next. Number two.
Here we go.
Truck carrying fruit crashes on freeway, creates jam.
Oh, this Have podcast
this
is already
basic.
Devolved
this
into the
basic.
Worst puns ever. Look, you know I'm not a fruit man, but I think...
In all seriousness.
Yeah, in all seriousness. I think I did hear about this. Apples, was it? And then what happened was the truck spilled over and the apples crushed into each other in such a way that they actually made apple juice. It's sort of cut out the middleman, if you will.
Wrong.
I love that.
Oh, boy.
You're none from two at the moment.
How many are you on three? I'll come back.
Pretty basic story.
Okay, here we go.
A truck was carrying fruit on a freeway in the US. Mm. It crashed and it caused a traffic jam.
Oh. So you actually told me the story in the headline.
Yeah, and you clearly got it wrong.
Okay, no, I'll actually try for this one. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Photographers mistake 66-year-old for Lindsay Lohan.
Mm. Well, it's clearly a Benjamin Button sort of situation where someone is 66, but we've all been there. You're a 66-year-old man. You're sort of going grey, sort of balding a bit, But at the same time, you look like someone who's in her 20s and is an international Hollywood star. Oh, God. What actually happened is someone who looks like they were in their 20s.
No, basically they were looking to photograph Lindsay Lohan and they photographed a 66-year-old.
Oh, God.
Who is not Lindsay Lohan.
Apparently not.
Because apparently she looked very similar, which I don't see the difference. But
a woman. Here we go. He's giving himself a sound effect. Go on.
Oh, that's me. I'm sorry. That's the first week, though.
0 from 3 in a segment that may or may not return.
Got to be more prepared.
Depending on how much I care about the news headlines. Okay, what happened there was we started recording and then we both motioned to each other to go, you up start. You. Which doesn't happen often in radio and podcasting, but... The old motion of
classic.
After you, please.
I if only had that, would have been on video. That
yeah. Oh, I know. Okay. No, anyway. After you. You go.
Yeah, no, Joe, we both love sitcoms.
We love a good sitcom. Don't we?
All right, quick pop quiz. I want you to name as many as you can in the next 5 seconds. Go.
Friends, doesn't matter about any of the others.
Yeah, I'll pay it.
That is correct.
We do love our friends.
No, we love other sitcoms as well. But you and I would talk all day about sitcoms if we could. But sadly, we have to work and do things like that. But yeah, no.
And report a code.
Of course, we have to work.
Now, Joe, being an avid sitcom lover, you would know that there's one thing that relates all of the sitcoms.
Well, good script writing. Got to cast the people well. A good director always helps as well. And some say that producers have more of an impact than you would think. But there's also things like the audience. That's one. How long are you going to let
me
go?
Are you done?
Look, I'm done.
I was sinking the canned laughter.
Oh, of course. I mean, we've all seen the classic of... The thing that they have on YouTube now where you watch an episode without the canned laughter and it's just the most awkward, painful thing you'll ever...
It's funny, though.
Canned laughter is a beautiful invention where you go, I've made a show. I'm not sure if it's really funny, so I'll just put some canned laughter in here and no one will know the difference. That was real studio.
Perfect example. That was great. So, Joe, I was thinking the other day.
Well, yeah.
We find ourselves pretty funny.
Look, we do. Not many of the other people do, but you and I certainly do, yes.
And quite often we say that we should be in our own sitcom.
Mm. Well, in the everyday.
So I was thinking,
yeah.
Let's play a bit of a game.
Oh, okay.
Where we just have a regular conversation
yes.
in a scenario.
Yes.
We start off with the transition. Of the classic sitcom music that goes, you know,
a bit of a guitar, some drums.
Yeah, it's something like that.
The old Seinfeld. Bow, bow,
bow, bow. That is a classic.
Yeah, gotcha. Yep.
We start off with that. Just have a bit of a conversation. Add some candle after in there and just see how much funnier it makes it.
Sure. Do we know what this conversation is going to be like?
No, we're just going
to roll. Just give me a situation. We'll just have a conversation. Right. And yep. Okay.
All right. Well, let's start off. Let's say we're in... the 17th level of a high-rise office overlooking the city of Melbourne.
Sure.
Okay. Here we go. Yep. Hey, mate.
Hey, mate. How's it going?
That was a bit early. Yeah, good. What's going on?
Oh, look, not much. Just getting this paperwork done by Monday. You know how it is being an office worker.
I do. Oh. I do. Hey, listen, do you want to come to the Christmas party
tomorrow? Oh, yeah, look, I'd love to. Is Jennifer going to be there? She is going to be there.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, okay. Man, I love Jennifer.
Man, I must have done something funny then.
Yeah, no, me too.
Hang on, we've got 1 second left. Right, good.
Do you know, I think we should write this sitcom. I think we should do it right now.
Well, I think so.
Oh, God.
All right, well, that clearly didn't work all that well. I reckon we go again.
Okay, go again.
What? All right, your turn for a situation.
Last time. Okay. How about you just walk into the situation and then I'll tell you where you are as part of talking to you.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Hey, mate.
Hey, what's going on?
What brings you to Joe's Strip Club? Got him. Got him with a good one.
It's a bit like that. Well, funnily enough, I never strip and I never club.
Oh, God. Look, I think we just end it there. Final segment, Adam, for what has been an absolute roller coaster of a first
podcast.
It's been an interesting first podcast. Look, you know that obviously outside of this, we see other people in the comedy world.
Yes.
And you know that I do some improvisation mm-hmm. outside of this. And I thought I'd bring an improvisation game to the table.
I love games.
If you'll pardon the pun, we are actually at a table,
if
so that works
pardon
well.
Pardon the pun.
Now, you and I, back when we were in year 10, is when we first tangled with improvisation. We did public
serious
speaking
improvisation,
competitions,
by the way,
and improvisation competitions. I just want to tell everyone, after you sat down in year 10 after doing an improvisation speech, just want to tell people what your dad, what your old man said. Just as an appraisal of how that went for you.
So apparently, I don't remember this, but you do.
Mm. Oh, I do.
I sat down and Dad said, because the thing is, bit of background.
Sure.
I may have misread the question. So it was one of those impromptu comps where you had to speak for about 2 minutes.
You get a topic, you'll speak for 2 minutes.
You get however long preparation
time.
Like
a minute to prepare, yeah.
So I've completely misread the question.
It was about war and you were banging on about, I don't know, you get bang and shot, you're dead.
I don't know. It wasn't relevant anyway. Yeah, anyway, I was chuffed. I thought I did really well.
Yeah, you sat down quite proud.
And I was. And it was then you were looking at me and you're kind of like, what in the world did you say? Anyway, so afterwards, Dad said, I think it was along the lines of, what do you want for tea? Chinese? Because that's what you were speaking. Or
yeah,
something,
absolutely.
Something like that.
Just sat down and got
just
roasted
classic Dad.
By Dad. But since then, you've improved. You've been out of sight.
As I said, I don't remember that being said, but from all accounts.
I remember that word for word, verbatim. I wrote that down in my little book of quotes. And sometimes your dad and I will still catch up.
That was a long time
about
ago.
That.
That was a long time ago. good times.
So you've improved since then. So
I hope.
We'll see. So here's what I thought. You and I have each come up with a list of 20 words.
Mm-hmm.
And let's do a simple word association game. So
okay.
You read your list of 20 words. And after each word, I'll just say the first word that comes into my head
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. Okay?
Okay. Who wants to go first?
Okay. Do you want me to go first? I'll read them out to you.
Sure. Okay. Here we
okay.
go.
Here we go. 20 words and we'll just have a clock timer. Ready? Now. Wet.
Rain.
Fresh.
Cold. You know, it's a bit fresh. It's cold.
Yeah, okay, fair. Brown.
Hot.
Mum.
Dad.
Doggy.
Cat. I'm just saying opposites here.
Mrs.
Mister.
Okay, fair. Hot.
Cold.
White.
Black.
Adam.
Spencer.
Should have been Joe. Clothes. Clothes.
Clothes.
Yeah.
Dry.
Okay. Beer.
Drink.
Beer.
Drink.
Beer.
Lots.
Joe.
Adam.
There we go. Slip.
Fall.
Find.
Keep.
Goat.
Lamb.
Coat.
Coat.
Mm.
Oh, clothes.
Moat.
Water.
And the final word, Adam Spencer, is discombobulated.
No idea.
You've done well. Well done.
That's not bad. That was less intense than I expected.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you're sweating profusely.
Oh, yeah,
well.
Of course. I don't know where I got brown and hot anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what I was
thinking
going
hot chocolate, but okay.
Okay, here we go.
Joe Baxter.
Mm-hmm.
Car.
Drive.
Tiger.
Lion.
Microphone.
Microphone. Wait. Headphones.
Computer.
Microphone.
Gary.
Balding. I don't know who that is.
He could be. House.
Mine.
Fish.
Dog.
Geology.
Herbology.
Horn.
Horn dog. That's a thing, isn't it?
Club.
X.
Beer.
Drink.
Security.
No thanks.
Dream.
None.
Potato.
Tomato.
Help.
No.
Button.
Top.
Suit.
None.
Desk.
Chair.
Son.
Daughter.
And your last one, Joe Baxter.
Mm-hmm.
Inconvenient.
You.
That is correct.
Yeah, no, well done. Oh, touche. Yep, God. I'll pay it.
Oh, right. Well, that's it. We're done.
Good game.
God, I'm sweating so much. Good day. That game is so intense. All right, do you have anything to take us out with?
Oh. I don't know what happened there. Oh, please okay. go again.
Sorry, no, do you have anything to take us out
with?
Just give us a sound effect and then we'll be back next week. Copyright.
That's all I got.